We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, morning mess. It's time for another one, a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Carol?
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm not sure. That's how I am.
Yeah, we read the email. Something about your man Terry. Problems in paradise.
Yeah, I think he might be cheating on me.
Oh.
We went to his holiday party, and his boss, there were some weird vibes, man.
What do you mean by weird vibes?
She was nasty to me, and it just felt weird. She was like, oh, I can't believe the girlfriend's real, and the way she kept acting around Terry. I mean, it seems like they got something going on.
So, first of all, she made it seem like she was asking about you, like, oh, so she is real. That's kind of weird. I would say that's weird. To come from a boss, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, why is she pressuring you about your girlfriend? And if you have one, that's just weird.
I mean, did you talk to your man about this?
I did, and he's just, it was sketchy. He's just, Libra, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. We just work together, and she's a demanding boss, and blah, blah, blah. And it just feels wrong.
What is she demanding?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking.
How do her knees look?
I asked him what we were going to do about Valentine's Day.
Is she Scabanese?
Oh my gosh. Can you let Carol talk? Sorry,
I just
girl.
Wonder if she's from Scabanavia.
I don't think so.
Girls from Scabanavia have scabby knees. Hello.
That is so disgusting.
Okay, Carol, you said you asked your man about Valentine's Day. Proceed.
Yeah, what's the plans? It's a month away, and we're going to, do we need to arrange work schedule? I know, it's a month away, right? He says, well, I got to go on a work trip, and I'm really sorry.
Scabanavia. I bet you he's going there.
It's a work trip on Valentine's Day? I don't know, man. I feel like he and his boss are getting it on, or she has a crush on him, trying to drive him away. She's just a little too into him. She calls him all the time.
Or he's into her.
Oh, my God. Well, did he at least apologize for the fact that he's working on Valentine's Day? I mean, I feel
not
like that's
really
a pretty big deal. No.
No.
Wait a minute. I've had to work Valentine's Day. It's not like a national holiday. I get that it's a couple's thing, but is it a type of job where, you're not going to take the night off for Valentine's Day?
Well, it doesn't work nights. It's just a normal, everyday job. This is, he works for a data company.
Is she hot? Is she good looking?
Kind of, but she's old,
Sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle.
Oh, my God.
I mean, sometimes you gotta do it, bang,
no,
bang.
You don't have
that
to.
That wrinkle needs some sprinkle.
No. Carol's the only one that needs to be sprinkled.
Besides the fact that he's working Valentine's Day and that his boss was kind of a meanie to you, is there anything else that you find suspicious?
He's been doing more traveling lately, and I kind of am thinking it's probably with her. It's always work. He's working late. He's got to travel for work. Valentine's isn't the first one. It's just something that seems weird.
Okay.
You got that intuition.
Yeah, let's do the staycation. We're going to call Terry, offer him a free romantic stay. Anish is going to play the front desk clerk. When we sucker him into the offer, Anish, you can ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
At that point, obviously, we want him to say your name, Carol. If he doesn't, the show is yours. You could tell him how exactly you feel.
Okay.
Is it over? We do have counselors on standby if you want to work on the relationship. We're not an advocate of, like, break up with them, if you think it's worth a shot to work on the relationship.
Let's just see what he says. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't make any decisions till I know what's going on.
I'm a big believer in that. And just know, like Joey said, we have counseling services on standby no matter what happens, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Maybe he's trying to sleep his way to the top. You know what I mean? You benefit from that little raise. he's getting one. No? Okay. All right.
Okay.
We need his number. We'll call him up next. Staycation setup, morning mess. The morning mess, we're back. With your staycation setup, we spoke to Carol, letting us know she thinks her man Terry is messing around with his boss. Now, Carol, you gave a few examples of why you think so. I mean, his boss is real shady to you when you see her.
Yeah, at the holiday party, she looks at me and goes, you're prettier than you look in your pictures.
Oh.
The shade on that. Carla, what would you do if someone told you that?
I would be very offended because it's like such a backhanded compliment. Like, you're still saying that I look pretty, but you're also saying that everything I've posted online is ugly.
It's a weird kind of shady thing to say to somebody.
It's not cool.
Not only that, you noticed your man is taking a lot of work trips and you think it's with his boss.
I'm afraid it is.
He's even missing out on Valentine's Day, which I know you really wanted him to be around for.
Yeah, it's our third year, so, I mean, I thought it'd be kind of cool to go away and do something fun.
What do you give third year for anniversary? Wood?
I will take that at any time.
I'll take wood over copper every time.
What?
Now, the only thing that is suspect with you is that there's a big age difference. She's quite older than him?
Yeah, she's 65 or something. I can't believe she hasn't retired, but she's one of those old school boss bitches, you know?
Okay, they're them. And then your man is how old?
He's 32.
32. Oh. Okay, so twice his age.
Yeah.
I'm a big advocate. Sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to do it.
But
you know what? To get that raise.
He did get a raise.
He did get a raise.
Yes. Last summer, y'all are making me even more suspicious.
Girl, well.
You're the one that went out with him. You're the one.
Stop it. We are here to do the staycation setup, which is what you called us for. So I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, call this guy up, tell him that he wants a free weekend stay, ask who he wants to bring for his guest. He should say your name. If he says anybody else's, then you know something's going on.
That's right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Terry?
Yeah, who's this?
Terry, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package. I was actually calling to confirm details with you, but I also wanted to congratulate you. You're our grand prize winner.
Are you serious?
100% serious. So we just opened up in North Scottsdale. Your help will build our presence online.
Listen, buddy, I'm not giving you a credit card. I'm not doing any of that.
That's totally fine. We don't even need a credit card unless you decide to get room service. The stay in itself is complimentary.
No BS.
No BS. It's a free romantic weekend stay for you and a guest of honor. And I have a few questions to get answered. I promise I won't ask for any payment info during this time. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. This free romantic weekend stay comes with a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor, and I wanted to see if you'd like to put a message on there. Just let me know if you would and what you'd like it to say.
How about this? Let me tell you what to do for a change.
Okay. My next question for you, Terry, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I knew it.
Man. So, Terry, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your lady Carol gave us a call and thought you were getting down with the get down with your boss.
How could you do this? Are you
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing your boss?
You need to stop this right now, okay? This is serious. I could lose my job. Stop.
You could lose your job. She should lose her job.
She's losing her panties. That's what she's losing.
Oh, my God.
She's harassing you. That's not...
Grabbing her what?
Are you going to apologize to your girl about this? I mean, you've just been caught cheating.
Are there like 20 of you in there? What? Did you just call me a fucking voice? That's your answer at this point.
Well, now here's mine. Are you going to talk about why you're doing this at all?
Is your job that important?
No, that's not what this is about. It's not at all.
Oh, okay. So let me get this straight. You like them that old and wrinkly? That's what you're into?
Sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle. No, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Stop!
Jesus Christ, she's old enough to be your mother.
Yeah. You are being crazy. Too? You realize that?
I'm crazy.
Remember, you
I'm not the one who my way to the top.
Wait, is the boss married? Does she have a husband?
No.
She doesn't.
So I'm calling HR because you cannot do this. Me too, f***er. You cannot.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead. Call him.
Said that.
They're never going to believe you.
Why would they not believe me? Everybody heard it.
Everybody has heard this, Terry. Everybody has heard this. And Terry, I don't understand why you literally still have not apologized to your girl for the fact that you've been blatantly cheating on her. You've been caught, and all you're doing is yelling and cursing at her when she's the one that's been out and just not knowing anything that you're doing.
She cheated on me first, so you know it, tit for tat.
What?
Wait.
Wait, what?
Oh,
Terry,
no.
You cheated on him?
No, he cannot pull this one out. No, thank you.
Did you ever cheat on your man before?
Oh.
Before we were exclusive, I dated other people. It's not the same as f***ing my old lady boss.
Terry, is that right? Or was she with you?
Don't even.
We were together. She was with me. And she likes to rewrite history, but it's convenient for her.
This is bullshit. I'm calling HR, and I'm taking you both out.
Whoa.
Go for it.
I'm good.
Bring it.
What is happening?
You guys do not belong together, seriously.
At all.
Clearly.
Maybe that's the positive of all of this. I mean, we have counseling services. I'm going to offer them to you individually. Excuse me? Are you laughing?
Terry, this isn't funny. You just cheated on your girlfriend and you got caught. And honestly, you kind of seem like a terrible person right now. And you should be taking counseling services, not laughing at the fact that we want to help you.
I'm kind of doubting your intentions of really wanting to help right now.
All right. Well, with that said, any last words, Miss Carol?
Just wait. You just wait. Revenge is, it's coming.
Don't hurt yourself trying to come up with a comeback on that one. I'll wait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the hell?
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.